Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, and welcome to part three, the conclusion, of our discussion on 10 steps to homeschooling with excellence. And this has been, it's been so much fun. And you know, we're talking to parents who maybe are just thinking about homeschooling and this whole virtual online school thing or public school thing or private school thing just isn't working for you. And we're talking to parents who have been homeschooling for lots and lots of years, like ourselves. Wherever you fall on that spectrum, this is for you. So if you've missed parts one and two, definitely go back and listen to those. They are just great encouragement on how to get started. And we are talking about 10 very specific steps that you can take to homeschool with excellence wherever you are in your journey. So I'm going to recap really quickly what we have discussed in the first two episodes, and then we're going to jump into number eight. So number one is pray. Number two is know your why. Number three is know your state laws and learn about your local state homeschool organization. Number four is join HSLDA, which is the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Number five is D-School. Number six is find a local community. Number seven is understand your teaching style and your child's learning styles. And then number eight, we're going to kind of jump into this one, and I don't know how quickly we can get through this. We could take an entire episode on this, but we'll try to condense it a little bit. So number eight is choose curriculum. Oh, I know that is the
most. I love this one.
I do, but I sigh because it can be
overwhelming.
It is the most overwhelming part, at least for me, and I know for most moms that I talk to, it is.
It also seems to be the one that people jump in to this one first, and that's the thing that we try to tell parents is when people say, "I think we should homeschool," or "We're going to homeschool." They immediately go to choose the curriculum. And I always say that is actually one of the things at the very bottom of your list. Right. Honestly, it's kind of the final step. You know,
it's number eight.
It's number eight. And honestly, we could probably even put we could have probably made this one number 10 because it's kind of the final thing you do. It's so important to know your why, to pray, to get. It's really the end because it's just, okay, now we know what we're doing. We know how we're doing it. And now we just get the stuff.
Right.
It's kind of the stuff, right?
Right.
Which really tends to excite a lot of moms. And it tends to completely overwhelm a lot of other moms. It seems like it's kind of, we're in one of two camps.
Right, right. Yeah, choosing curriculum can be exciting. It can be expensive. I say can because it doesn't have to be.
Right.
It can be...
overwhelming.
It can be very overwhelming because, you know, back 20, 30 years ago, there was not a lot to choose from. Like you were lucky if you could get a BECCA or BJU curriculum or, you know, any of those bigger organizations. And there was a time when they only sold to Christian schools. They wouldn't even sell to families, to homeschool. I mean, you would have to just find like used curriculum from maybe a teacher who was a friend in a private school or something like that. Or you would scramble to find curriculum from maybe a public school or something. But now, for those who have been to a homeschool conference, and we're going to talk about that next, actually, but if you've been there, you have seen that there is a sea of hundreds of options.
And they're all pretty and they're all tempting.
Right, right. And they all have candy at their booths, but we'll go there in a little bit. So we want to give you a few steps to choosing curriculum.
Right.
Do you want to go first, Abby, on this, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, because I kind of have a few, just like a few. I'd say the first thing you need to do, and we've already kind of touched this, is what are the goals for your kids? Like, mm-hmm. what are the goals for teaching your kids? Because that's going to definitely help you understand.
Determine.
And then what kind of teaching do you want to do? Do you want it all in one where they give it to you, they tell you what to do, you open and go, okay? Because there's that option. But there's also the option where you can piece it together, you can customize it more. So you kind of need to look at, what do I want this to look like in the practical day to day? One of the resources that I really, really liked when I started this was Kathy Duffy's 101 resources. And the book that she has gives kind of a test in the beginning that kind of helps you identify your kid's learning style. And then it gives you a test for your teaching style, like we talked about in the last show. And then it puts those two things together. And then it actually says, here are, say, 10 curriculums that are out there that match your kids, your goals, it kind of does it for you. Mm-hmm. And then it gives you a whole list of what's out there. I mean, she reviews
everything.
Every curriculum out there. But if you just look at her stuff, it's overwhelming. But if you kind of take her little test, it narrows it down for you. So that was a huge help to me. The three other things I would say is, don't be afraid to change. If mm-hmm. something isn't working, it's okay to donate it to another family and get something that works. It's not a failure. It's not like you messed it up. It's okay to change. We have the freedom to do that. And then two more things. One is, you hit homeschool curriculum can be expensive, but at the same time, it can be very inexpensive. And here's a couple ways is, someone once told me, really, all you need is a Bible and a library.
That's right.
I don't even know if you need the library anymore. but that's all you really need. And, you know, we can link to Karen DeBuse has actually done a whole thing on how to homeschool just using the Bible.
Right. So Bible-based homeschooling.
It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be as expensive as you want to make it, just like anything else, right? And one other thing I would say is, you're choosing curriculum that we think that everybody just knows and understands, but unless you're told, I don't, is math, language, those things are done independently, but you get one social studies curriculum for the whole family. You get one science curriculum for the whole family. Mm-hmm. You do those things together. You are not buying five separate science curriculums for five separate kids. One, I don't know how anyone could afford that. Two, you'll lose your mind.
Yes.
And three, you're not going to get it done anyway.
Right.
So those are kind of the things with the curriculum, is don't just go for all the pretty shiny things. Ask other moms what has worked and what hasn't, but also know that doesn't mean it's going to work or not work for you. There was a history curriculum that every person I ever talked to said it was the save all end all. And I tell you what, it didn't work for us, and that's okay. So take what other people are doing and take that wisdom, but take it with a grain of salt. Remember, it has to match your family.
Let me jump on that really quickly, Abby.
Yeah.
This kind of goes back a little bit to finding a local community. One of the greatest things you can do is, if you have a local community, if you have friends or family who homeschool, ask them if you can see their curriculum, especially mm-hmm. if you're brand new to homeschooling. Just say, can I come to your house one day and can
touch
you just
it.
Show me what you're mm-hmm. doing? Because even looking online, it can be confusing and you're just like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. So have them go over it with you. Our local community here where I am in Georgia a couple years ago, and I think they do this every year, but a couple years ago I went to a park date and they said, everyone just bring your favorite curriculum. And so all the moms brought their favorite math, science, history, you know, and so on. And then all of the moms, it was almost like a, you know, like a fair. All the moms just went around and looked at other people's curriculum and would ask that mom, you know, what do you like about this? I'm really struggling finding a history curriculum or science. And it was so fantastic because you get to see it, feel it, touch mm-hmm. it, talk to a mom who's using that same curriculum, and it will give you a really good idea of what it is like. The other thing is, a large majority of at least the larger curriculum companies, they offer several lessons for free online that you can download. I'm thinking of two. One is Not Grass History. We use them for history and we absolutely love it. You can download the first, I don't know how many lessons, I want to say maybe like three or four lessons. I think of any of their different programs, you can download those lessons and just print them out And try them and see if it's something that you think is a good fit for you and your kids. Teaching textbooks, which is what we use for math, and we absolutely love them. They have been a lifesaver for us when it comes to math. You can download the first, not download, but you can sign up for the first 15 lessons, and they go in order, lessons 1 through 15, and see if your kids like them. And 15 will give you a pretty good idea of whether or not your kids are going to like the program or not. And you don't have to put in a credit card. They're going to start charging you on, you know, after 30 days or anything like that. Like, nope, you just give them your email. They'll give you access to the first 15. So there are a lot of ways that way that you can choose and get to see, feel, and touch.
Right.
If it's something that might work well for you and your family.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I even know some of these, I don't know all of them, but I know, for example, Sunlight, and don't quote me on the exact program, but it's like you get to use it for X amount of time, like maybe a month. And if you don't like it, you can return everything you didn't use. So they're trying to work with people.
Right.
But I love that idea. I think the best, and I did that. I went to every homeschool mom's house I knew. And I, because it's impossible for me to look online and actually get a feel for it. I needed to touch it. Yep. I needed to smell it. I needed to flip through it. I think that is probably the best advice we can give when it comes to curriculum, aside from figuring out how you want to teach and what, how you want your kids, you know, how they learn. Because, you know, some open and go work for some families, some don't. But go look at what other families are using. Talk to veteran homeschool moms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, moms who, you know, their kid, my kid's a lot like that. My kid is a lot like their kid. What worked for their kid? You know, there is a wealth of wisdom amongst veteran homeschool moms. So don't be afraid. That's my, okay, here's my other big tip. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask.
Right.
It is an honor as a homeschool mom to have someone ask me. It is a blessing because I know that if I didn't have the women that went before me, there's no way I would have done it with the confidence that I had doing it. So,
that's right.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, that's right. And I would say the most important thing, and we have talked about this, I feel like we talk about it all the time, but I'm going to keep saying it. The most important thing in finding a good curriculum is that it has a biblical worldview.
If that's a non-negotiable.
It's a non-negotiable. If it is not pointing your children to Christ, don't even bother with it, especially when it comes to history and science. Because they need to understand who their creator is, and they need to understand how God's world has functioned over the last 6,000 years. And so if it is not a biblical worldview, now, you know, there are some teaching textbooks is not a Christian math curriculum, but they are not teaching a secular worldview.
Right.
And, you know, we still talk about math a lot in our family, and, you know, math is the way that it is because God is God of order, not chaos. And that's why math matters. It's a little bit harder. There are very, very few Christian math programs and out there. There are a couple.
The only thing you're going to get is there's like two Bibles plus one Bible equals three Bibles. I mean, math is one of those that as long as they're not indoctrinating your children with things that are anti-God, you know, that's a, and it, again, it goes back to knowing your why. If you are homeschooling because you're out of obedience to raising your children the way God has asked, then of course you're going to teach them a biblical worldview. It's teaching your children truth. Why would we want to do anything different?
Exactly.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
We are back and we're going to talk about number 9 right now. You want to jump on this one, Abby?
Yes. So we just finished up choosing a curriculum, and another Yvette and I just kept saying it is so helpful to be able to touch it and flip through it and see it. And one place that you can do that, and I think you touched on this, Yvette, is at a homeschool conference. These conferences have vendor halls, and so many of these companies bring their curriculum and you can actually touch it, see it, feel it, smell it if you want. That might be weird, but you wouldn't be the first. And what's really cool is often if you order it at those convention halls, you can get free shipping or they'll give you a discount code. And it also really supports your state organization when you do your shopping there. There's a lot of benefits. Mm-hmm. You can actually talk to the reps of the company, which is often very helpful if you have questions. So so number 9 is attend a homeschool conference. When you are homeschooling, it is very important to be able to go to these conferences and not just to look at curriculum, but we'll discuss why else. So Yvette, you have an amazing story. You're homeschooling primarily. I mean, obviously the Lord called you to, but tell us how you started this.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were looking at what we were going to do for school for Brooklyn when she was four, we, you know, we lots have heard our story, but we said we'd never homeschool. And then we were faced with that decision. We're from Los Angeles County, and we were faced with the decision of what to do with her, and always had planned on putting her in a Christian school. And I was going to work so that we could afford tuition for her. Well, then in God's perfect timing, I was pregnant and getting ready to give birth in October, and school was supposed to start in September. She was only four, so she was like pre-K. But, you know, I was in that mindset of like, oh, she's pre-K now. We've got it. We have to start school because this is what
and
people tell me.
And she's your first child.
And she's my first child. And this is what the world tells me I have to do. Yeah. And so we were, you know, I wanted to like sign her up that year. Well, then that didn't happen because I was getting ready to have a baby. And so we were like, well, we'll just, I guess, maybe consider this homeschooling thing. We were invited to go to a conference. It was CHEA, which is the Christian homeschool state organization. And so we went to that conference, and we went in very reluctantly and with an idea of what we were going to see there and what this whole conference was going to be like. Well, I mean, I imagined a parking lot full of minivans, which it was. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't think we fit the mold of homeschoolers. And okay. So we got there and we were like, oh, wait a minute. These are people just like us, just like you and I, like they're just normal. I don't know. I guess we thought they would be a bunch of weird, unsocialized homeschool mm-hmm. people. Because that's
in denim jumpers.
Right. Because that's what we had been, you know, taught to believe right. about homeschoolers. And so it was so eye opening, but more so than that was that for the first time we heard Rick Green was one of the keynote speakers, and there were several other speakers there that year. I couldn't tell you a single one. I can only tell you Rick Green because he was the one that had the greatest impact on us. But I remember for the first time we realized, oh, wait, her education is our responsibility. That's kind of weird because we thought it was the responsibility of the state. I mean, it just,
wow.
You know, it's so weird to say that now, but we were ignorant. We didn't know. And so it was literally, and I've said this so many times when I've told the story, it was like the Lord opened our eyes, like the scales fell off, and we went, oh, so that's what this homeschool thing is all about. That's why these people choose to do this, because it's our responsibility and they're our children. And we have the responsibility to train up our children in the way of the Lord. And so we went to this conference, and we got there on, I think, Thursday, very reluctantly. And we left on Saturday, and we were like, this is what we're going to do, not just for this year, but for life. Like, this is our family now. And we had no idea what we were doing. We were scared to death. And we were like, but the Lord's going to help us through this. And so it was great. And it was fun too, because again, we went to all the sessions. It was so neat to just have that corporate worship with other Christian families. And all the different, just companies that were there and curriculum publishers and stuff. It was fun, overwhelming. You know, we came back exhausted, but again, we got to look at all the different options that we had. And I did have a very wise friend, my friend Jody. She said, before you go, talk to some homeschool moms, get an idea of what curriculum they use with their kids, and have a list of maybe like 5 or 10 that you want to maybe consider looking at. And when you get to the conference, maybe just kind of focus on those. And so that was really helpful because we kind of did that, and we found lots of other fun stuff. Going to the conference was fantastic. And let me say, of course, as we all know, every conference for 2020, not everyone, almost all of the conferences for 2020 have been canceled. There is still a big, huge question mark lingering over all of the state organizations as to whether or not there are going to be in-person conferences in 2021. No one really knows at this point because nobody really knows what's happening yet or in what the new year is going to bring. No one could have guessed what 2020 would bring. And so if you can get to an in-person live conference, go, even if you have to drive 5 hours or 6 hours to go,
right?
Do what you can to get there, because I promise you it will be worth it. If you
and can I interject before please. You go to the next? One thing I'd say is I've done it several ways. I've gone with a group of moms and it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. A mom's weekend away. Phenomenal. And then my husband and I will go together. And it's the most incredible thing to go married with your spouse as well. And a couple other things besides just Yvette's story. And then when you go to a homeschool convention, you walk in and you're amongst hundreds, if not thousands, mm-hmm. of like-minded. It feels when I walked into my first one, it felt like I could breathe.
Yep.
You sometimes as a homeschool mom feel like you're always ready to give a defense for why you homeschool or explain why you do it or have to give the reasons that your kids are going to turn out just fine. Like it feels like you're always kind of on that. But when you walk into a homeschool convention, it is the most relaxing, encouraging, like just being surrounded with people who already believe what you believe. You don't need to explain why you homeschool. You don't need to tell someone that your kids are going to turn out fine or that they have, you know. It's so amazing. And then most of these homeschool organizations, these homeschool conferences, which by the way, are put on by the state organizations, most mm-hmm. of them.
Right.
And so what you're doing is you're hearing amazing speakers, you're being encouraged, you're getting valuable learning, but you're supporting freedom in your state. You're supporting these organizations and they have kids programs. And I cannot tell you the first year we took our kids to that. They looked around where, again, there were hundreds, if not thousands in some states of other kids that are being homeschooled. And it was like, they were like, whoa, we're a part of something bigger.
Yeah.
We are a part of more than just, you know, the few families that we know. It's so incredible. I cannot tell you enough. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to leave your kids home. I know it's hard or bring them. I know it's hard to pack up. I know it's hard to set at the time. Do the hard thing of going. I have never met a homeschool mom in my life who's gone to a conference and regretted it. Never. Yep. So now 2021, we don't know what it's going to look like. So back to what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we don't know what it's going to look like. And so here's what I would say is find your state homeschool organization, get on their list, become a member, and keep up to date with what they're doing and whether or not they're going to have conference. Because what ended up happening this past year, which many of you know, of course, was because the in-person conferences were canceled, they went to doing online conferences. And there was some, I mean, we did an online conference, but that was actually completely separate from that. We did ours in February before the in-person conferences even started. And the reason we did that was because one of the reasons was because we wanted to encourage people to attend their in-person conferences in their states. And then 2 weeks later, everything shut down. But, but you know, it's, if you cannot get to an in-person conference, definitely try to find a good online conference because you'll at least get the encouragement. And what I would say with that, and it was one of the things that we hadn't really, anticipated, but there were lots of people with, Homegrown Generation, which was the online conference we did. There were a ton of people who got together with their homeschool friends and they would all go to one person's house each day and watch the conference together. And so it's almost like your own mini conference. You don't get the curriculum hall and all of that stuff, but you're still getting that encouragement and being able to build that community. So,
and Homegrown Generations had the top homeschool speakers in the nation. And the nice thing is you didn't have to do it all at once. You could watch these, you know, now for $10, you guys, for $10, you can do the Homegrown Generations. It's incredible. It's an incredible online conference because, again, like Yvette has said multiple times, make sure you're getting a biblical message at these. There's many online conferences that are not sending a biblical message. So make sure that you're getting a biblical message from these conferences.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that, Abby. I mean, it was a fantastic conference all by God's grace. I mean, he provided us with the most amazing speakers. And
I still listen to those sessions.
Yeah. They're so good. So we talked about it early. I think we mentioned it earlier, but you can actually go get seven of those sessions for free mm-hmm. if you sign up at homegrowngeneration.com. And I'll put the link, of course, in the show notes. But definitely, I mean, you can get the entire conference for $10 and it the message hasn't changed. I know we held it back in February, but the message of what we talked about hasn't changed at all. And you can pick and choose which ones you want to listen to. And you can listen or you can watch the videos and they're really fun. There is a truth that all dads universally acknowledge. Fatherhood is a challenge. A glorious, righteous, wonderful challenge, but it's also really hard. It's tough to be a good dad who is wise and patient, but also doesn't suffer fools, as it were. Dr. Brian Phillips feels this keenly, and in his new podcast on the Circe Podcast Network, he hosts conversations about the important and powerful role all dads take on. It's called The Weight of Fatherhood, and on it, he'll be chatting with a wide array of guests, including psychologists, pastors, authors, professors, and friends about the challenges, joys, goals, and frustrations that almost every dad faces, especially dads who work really hard to be decent fathers. Listen to The Weight of Fatherhood today, wherever you find your favorite podcast. All right, let's really quickly jump into the very last one because we are over time. The last one is start with the end in mind. And maybe we should have moved this one. We should have started with this one. But we're going to end with this one. Start with the end in mind. If you're going down a road and you have your GPS and you don't put what your destination is going to be in your GPS, you're going to just wander aimlessly down the road and you're going to have no idea where you're going. And it's going to be frustrating because you might have an idea of, okay, I want to go to the beach. I can talk about the beach because I live by the beach. Abby doesn't live by the beach. She lives by the mountains. But, you know, if I want to get to the beach and in my GPS, I don't put my beach destination in there. And I just think, well, if I just drive down these roads, eventually I'm going to hit the beach. Well, if I'm driving north, I'm going to have a really hard time getting to the Atlantic Ocean. It's just not going to happen. And so I need to put my destination first before I can get the road that I'm going to take to get there. And so know what the end is. You know, what is your end goal as a family? I love when, you know, I've seen this meme several times on Facebook and Instagram where moms will put up, you know, heaven, not Harvard. What is the end for your kids? Is your goal that they get to Harvard or is it your goal that they get to heaven? If your goal is that they get to heaven, then you take the steps necessary in order to get them to their final destination. And it's what it all comes down to. Everything we do as parents is to prepare our kids for an eternity in heaven with their Savior worshiping at his feet. That's where we're going with all of this. And so,
and in the meantime, to help guide them to make an impact on the world around them Christ, right? Yep. I mean, otherwise, if we don't have an end, if we don't start with the end in mind, we're going to be doing circles. We're just going to be doing circles and we're going to get bogged down by the distractions. I think there's a lot of distractions that we could get blinded by in homeschool. Some of those distractions are academics. Academics are important, but here's why academics are important, because we need to function well in a world to make an impact on the world for Christ. They're not important just for the sake of academics. So again, if we see the bigger picture, which goes back to the why, then we're not going to just be spinning our wheels. And then it'll make those hard days, you know, you can see, what do they say? You lose the forest through the trees. You can't see the forest through the trees. When you're in the middle of the forest and all you see are the trees, you got to zoom out and then you can see the whole forest. And when we can zoom out with the end goal in mind, with our eyes on Christ, it puts things in perspective and it shows us what that path is that we need to take. So
that's right.
And the other thing is I would also say homeschool is a commitment. It's a lifetime commitment. You are not committing, you know, the next 5 days. And then if you get fed up, you can throw them back in the school. If you have that out all the time, you're going to throw in the towel. So you need to commit this to Christ so that on the days when you look at your kids and you're like, you can get on that bus, you're remembering that you're making a commitment to Christ. And that is the end in mind, is you are doing this unto the Lord, not unto the textbooks, not unto even your children, but you are doing this unto the Lord. And that's going to keep you from spinning in those circles. It'll keep you on a straight path.
Yep. And sometimes the Lord will take you on detours while you're heading down that path. And that's okay. Know that that's going to happen and roll with it. Be flexible. But know what your destination is. Where are you trying to get your kids? And then do everything you can in your power to be obedient to what God's called you to do as a parent to help them reach that final and very exciting destination.
And so, don't look at your success. You might help me with this, but I heard there's an amazing quote from someone and I can't remember it, but it basically sums up that you can't look at how you've done until it's done. Like, don't get bogged down saying I'm failing today, because you know what? You won't know until you look back. You know, when your kids are 20, when they're 30, that's when you're going to see the fruits.
Yep.
That is when you're going to see the fruits. So if you can keep that end in mind, the one math lesson that is making everybody nuts and everybody's having a hard day, that isn't going to matter when you look down the road and say, when they're 20, when they're 30, what really matters? What really matters? Harvard bound or heaven bound?
Amen. Amen. Well, I cannot think of a better way to end this. Harvard bound or heaven bound. That is what we're doing with our kids. So thank you guys. I'm going to run through really quickly the 10 steps. Number one is pray. Number two is know your why. Number three is know your state laws and get to know your state organization. Four is join HSLDA. Five is de-school. Six is find a local community. Seven is understand your teaching style and your child's learning styles. Eight is choose curriculum that is biblical, has a biblical worldview. Nine is attend a homeschool conference. And I'm sorry, did I say nine? Yeah. Nine, attend a homeschool conference. And 10 is start with the end in mind. So thank you guys.
And then 11 is pray again.
Right.
And start praying and praying.
That's the bonus one. Pray again. Pray all the time. All the time.
Yes. Without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Trust the Lord. We will put lots of these links in the show notes. We've thrown out a lot of things to you guys. So we'll have those for you. You can go back and check those out. Thank you guys again for listening and for sticking with us through this. We so deeply desire to encourage you in your walk with the Lord and to help you to encourage your kids in their walk with the Lord, as we are all heaven bound and reaching for that amazing goal of being able to worship at the feet of Jesus for all of eternity. It's what it's all about. So thank you for joining us. If you pray and the Spirit of God leads you, we would love for you to consider financial support for Schoolhouse Rocked. Everything that we're doing, we do because the Lord has called us to do it. And we really want to serve you in your ministry and call to your family as God has called you to do that. So pray about it. If the Lord puts it on your heart to support the ministry financially, we would love that. You can do that through the website, schoolhouserocked.com. And there's a button on there that says support or donate, something like that. You can find it on there. So thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week with another excellent guest. And until then, have a fantastic day. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond, to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.